Welcome to Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science, Unit 6, covering databases and SQL. The objectives of this unit are to understand the purposes of databases, define a relational database, describe the querying language SQL, design a simple database using what we've learned, followed by normalization. Define the basic data operations for databases and how to implement them in SQL. And create simple querying statements that are commonly used. The focus of this lecture is on defining and describing the purposes of databases, beginning with understanding how data was stored prior to the advent of databases. We'll look at methods currently used for storing data, particularly databases in use today, and their purposes. We will become familiar with database hierarchy and database terminology. While investigating the purposes of databases, we will also discuss the deletion anomaly. Data prior to databases was primarily stored on disk files. The problem with disk files is that they repeat data. You might have a customer file with customer data in it, then repeat the same data in a mailing labels file. The customer address would be repeated in both files. The customer address could also be in other files, and if the address changed, you'd have to locate all those files and make the address change multiple times. In a database, only key data is repeated, greatly reducing repetition of data storage. Data is kept in one place in a database, so only one change is necessary. Security used to be a bigger problem with disk files. Databases are much more secure. Due to the multiple storage locations for data in disk file storage, conflicting data occurred more frequently than it does in database storage. Within a database, since you have one location for a piece of data, conflicting data is rare. Disk files had other problems as well. Let's say you had a file where you stored information about ambulance companies. For each ambulance company, there was information about a contact person, including a phone number, along with the ambulance company data, such as address, number of ambulances, etc. If the contact person at a particular ambulance company were to leave the company, you would need to delete the contact person. However, on a disk file, you'd also be deleting the information about the ambulance company itself, because the contact information and the company information would often be kept in one record. In a disk file, an entire record must be deleted. Databases have a way of solving this problem. You can delete the contact person without deleting the ambulance company data. Also, when you wanted to add a new ambulance company to the disk file and you did not know who the contact person was yet, if the contact data was required, you would be prevented from adding the company data. Databases allow you to add the data about the ambulance company without the contact person data. Still other issues existed with disk file storage. All of the data that was on a record in a disk file may not have been needed. However, when inputting to a disk file, you had to input all of the data. There was no way to input partial data. Since input-output operations are the slowest activity the computer does, it slows down processing time to input data that you don't need. In a database, you can selectively input only what you need. Special programming was often required for processing disk file data. Databases require less special coding. In addition to disk files, we currently have a couple of other ways of storing data. Arrays are used in programming and store relatively small amounts of repetitive type data. Databases can store large amounts of repetitive type data. Databases are a vast improvement for warehousing data. Spreadsheets store data that is visible on the spreadsheet all the time. Databases do not display the data. The conclusion of this discussion about disk files, arrays, and spreadsheets is that databases are a powerful, more efficient, and preferable way to store data. Databases have a definite place in the storage of data today and are in wide use. Spreadsheets share some of the same problems that disk files have. Here's a spreadsheet for a business application where we have information about a person, an employee at a particular company. We have the employee information, their social security number, last and first name, and their email address. We also have company information, the company name, street, city, state, zip, and phone. One of the problems discussed earlier was the situation where we would delete needed data at the same time we deleted other data. As an example, suppose you were to delete the third line down the record for Amboy Construction. Let's say you wanted to do this because the contact person no longer worked there. Unfortunately, we would also be deleting information about Amboy Construction because there's no other record in the spreadsheet that contains Amboy Construction information. This is what we call a deletion anomaly. There is a way to handle deletion anomalies within a database. We will take a look at how deletion anomalies are resolved in a database later. The purpose of a database is to receive and store data, as well as to allow its retrieval. A database must also provide some level of internal security, so that if somebody were to break into the database, their access to the data and their ability to manipulate data within the database would be limited. This diagram shows the terminology that is used and the hierarchy of database components. A database is made up of tables or files. Tables can be thought of as being like spreadsheets with rows or tuples and columns or attributes. Each layer of the diagram holds synonyms for particular components of the database. For example, if the table held data about nurses at a hospital, a row in the table might be about one nurse, and the information about the nurse would be stored in columns. The nurse data might include the nurse's name and employee number. The row can alternatively be called a record or a tuple, and the column can be called an attribute or data field. All of the rows of the table together contain all the attribute information about all the nurses at the hospital. A deletion anomaly occurs when data is deleted inadvertently, as you delete other data. In the spreadsheet, there is data stored about patients and their insurance. If we need to delete data about a patient, we would delete a row, but in so doing, we will also be deleting data about the insurance company. In some situations, it might be necessary to keep the insurance company information. In a database, the information about the insurance company would be kept in a separate table, as indicated at the bottom of the diagram. Therefore, information about a particular patient can be deleted from the table on the left, while leaving the information about an insurance company in the table on the right. This also means that instead of having to repeat storage of the insurance company information in the spreadsheet for as many patients that have the same insurance, the database only has to store the insurance information one time. In the database, there needs to be a way to connect the two tables. This is done through a relationship. We will discuss relationships later in this unit.